Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, it's Sun Guy with you here on another Sunday afternoon. Excuse me. Some show notes for you today. If you're looking for some wrestling up in our neck of the woods, you have Northwest Pro running in Port Orchard, DOA Pro Wrestling running in Portland, Oregon, and then at Blue Collar Wrestling today in North Portland, the Jade Ford Benefit Show. You can find myself and QT at that. And a show this week, a fundraiser to help with the expenses of the Ford family they incurred when their baby daughter Jade suddenly passed away. So definitely, if you can, get out there, support that great cause. Pick up some merchandise, buy a ticket. Definitely support a worthwhile benefit. I want to thank everyone that came by last night, both in Tukwila, at the Thrilla and Tukwila event, as well as Project 42, two very successful shows. I would like to make a note here. I believe it's appropriate to mention that we lost three members of the professional wrestling community today. Brickhouse Brown, who wrestled in several territories, most notably in Memphis, has passed away. It was reported earlier this week that he had passed. He did not, but confirmed that he did pass away earlier today. Nikolai Volkoff, WWE Hall of Famer, a man I just saw recently in New Orleans, also passed away this morning. And Brian Christopher, the son of Jerry Lawler, and a mainstay on a lot of different promotions and independent companies over the last 25 years, also passed away. We want to send out condolences to the fans and friends and family of each of those individuals, and we'll now hit the 10 bell salute in honor of all of those. We are still waiting on our guest to arrive, and also QT. If anyone has seen QT Vokes, direct him to this very show where he is supposed to be. He may have lost the number. I cannot confirm or deny that. Our guest also supposed to be on right now. But I believe I am currently solo. So just to touch on things a little bit. The benefit today at Blue Collar Wrestling, like I mentioned, the benefit show for the Ford family. The Ford family, part of the BCW family, and one of their twin babies, Jade, had complications and did not make it. Her organs were donated, so her organs were passed on to those that needed them, and she'll be living through those people. But today we're trying to raise as much funds as possible to help the Ford family curb some of the costs they incurred at the hospital recently. So definitely, if you have anything you can contribute, come out and support that. And the wrestlers I mentioned, to touch on each of them briefly, Brickhouse Brown was, as I said, a Memphis mainstay, but he also wrestled in several territories. Portland, he wrestled in Texas, he wrestled in several different territories. Phenomenal conditioning in an era where you didn't see guys that look like bodybuilders as commonly as you do now. He definitely had that chiseled physique to him, had one of the best drop kicks you will ever see in the business. He could work either side. Absolutely phenomenal talent. Nikolai Volkov, absolute legend in this business. He wrestled as El Mongo for a while. He main evented in Madison Square Garden against Bruno Sammartino. As Nikolai Volkov, he worked several territories, including the Mid-South Territory, the WWWF, Crockett Promotions, Stampede Wrestling, many, many territories Nikolai had. But, of course, in the mid-80s, he became worldwide famous, teaming with the Iron Sheik, being managed by Classy Freddie Blassie. He continued to wrestle up until just very, very recently. He is also very active in doing seminars and doing wrestling conventions. He had two graphic novels out about his life and was in the process of coming up with the funding to make the third and final graphic novel a reality. I don't know the status of that, unfortunately. Then we have, of course, Brian Christopher. As I said, he was the son of Jerry Lawler. They did not really acknowledge that on television, although it was sort of an open secret and winked at by most places. Brian Christopher started when he was 16 years old, became a main event talent in Memphis for the USWA, held every championship they had multiple times, became absolutely phenomenal as a performer, went on to the WWF after his father was established there, had great success there, both as a single and as a tag team as part of Too Cool. He then went on to Impact or TNA and was one of the early TNA stable of wrestlers when they were running the Nashville Fairgrounds on weekly pay-per-views. So those are the three men we lost today. Hopefully that will be it for quite a while. That was a lot to take in today. Very, very tragic day for professional wrestling. But obviously it can happen, so we definitely want to get out there and see our favorites while we have the chance. If you know some of these guys are going to be near you, definitely take the time to go see them and support them while we still have them, because you just never know. And it doesn't look like either our guest or QT will be making it on here today. They might be together having a milkshake at a Longview, Washington bowling alley. That is an unconfirmed rumor, but one I'm willing to put out there. Now, with all of that, since I am by myself and we're 10 minutes into the show, I want to, I guess, wrap things up. We will hit the 10 bell one more time for all three of the men we lost today. please get out there and support all the independent professional wrestling that you can. And if you're in Portland, try to support the Ford family and hit the benefit show. Should be an outstanding night of wrestling, and it's for an outstanding cause. And if you're at the North Portland Eagles, come say hello, and we will talk to you next week. Next Friday afternoon, we have Akira out of the Midwest, a great submission, high-flying, hybrid type of wrestler. And then a week from today, we're kicking off Superfan Month. We're going to have some of the most well-known wrestling fans coming on to Turnbuckle Turmoil to discuss wrestling in their areas and wherever they've traveled to see wrestling. We're kicking things off with David Wills, one of the most famous professional wrestling fans. So we'll talk to you next week, and we'll close with the tin bell one more time.